This is Deacon Bill Frederick from St. Joseph Byzantine Catholic Church in Brecksville, Ohio, with today's reflection. Could you, would you, swim 100 yards to reach Jesus? In today's Gospel from John chapter 21, that is exactly what Peter did. He and his disciple buddies were fishing on the Sea of Tiberias in Galilee. He was excited about catching a bunch of fish, 153 to be exact, after fishing all night and not catching anything. So when one of the disciples in the boat with Peter told Peter that it was Jesus on shore who had instructed them to lower their nets, Peter was excited and overcome with joy and then decided to swim for it. He wanted to get to shore as quickly as possible to thank the risen Jesus for the miraculous catch of fish. Now, years ago, I could swim 100 yards with little problem, but today, at 70, it definitely would be more difficult. But if I knew that the risen Jesus stood on shore just 100 yards from me, I would find some way to reach him, maybe a slow dog paddle or something that resembled a backstroke. In any case, the adrenaline would be flowing, and I think that in some way, I would make it to shore to thank the risen Jesus for all that he had done for me, the horrible torture and suffering he had to endure, and then his sacrificial death on the cross, so that I could be forgiven, so that I could live forever in his heavenly kingdom. But not just me, yes, indeed all of us who believe that he is our Lord and Savior, so that all of us can live forever. Now it is time to thank Jesus, and best of all, we don't have to swim 100 yards to reach him. We thank him when we live as loving, merciful, generous people. We thank him when we use our gifts of time, talent, and treasure to help those in need. We especially thank him when we regularly participate in the Holy Mass and partake of his body and blood in the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist. And if we make this sincere effort to thank Jesus, then we will realize the same joy and excitement that Peter experienced over 2,000 years ago. Best of all, we won't even have to swim a single stroke.